really is an issue about trust. Now, there's a problem that we've got here is that this sort of example that we've seen is just typical of the lax standards of produce that comes out of China. Now we're seeing glass. And historically, we've seen more of the more insidious sorts of things like chemical applications that of chemicals that aren't registered here in Australia. We've also seen the growth hormones put on watermelons that caused them to explode last year. In addition, we've also seen formaldehyde used on cabbages to preserve them. When you have formaldehyde and a human ingests it, it can cause gastrointestinal corrosion, basically burning your guts out. Now, when you start talking about this litany of examples of what Chinese produce has in terms of its standard, there isn't a whole lot of trust there. The problem that we're seeing is that if people start to assume that glass and vegetables go hand in hand together, they might start to think that that means all vegetables. Now, in Australia, we have one of the strongest quality assurance systems in the world. If not, I would arguably say the strongest. We don't want people to think that there is a similarity between the two, and we want to make sure that people are confident in Australian product.
What if people are not sure whether it's Australian product? I think in surveys it's found that people do want to eat local produce.
Absolutely. AusVeg has done surveys, and we've seen that there's about 70% of people want to buy Australian produce and support local farmers. And about 65% of people said they're willing to even pay more money just to support local farmers. The problem that we do have is the country of origin labelling declarations on the back of these packets. Now, if you go into your supermarket or into your independent retailer, wherever you may be, walk into the frozen food section and just try picking up bags of frozen vegetables and try to find the declaration where the product has come from. I guarantee you, you'll have a difficult time trying to find it, but it is there. Sometimes it's fairly confusing where it might say, made in New Zealand from imported and local ingredients, and you never know where the imported components come from. There's some brands out there that promote where their foods come from. Those guys are out there saying, we've got Australian product, buy us. But it's the other ones that start to get really tricky when they don't proclaim to be Australian. They try to confuse you into believing that they are.
So if it's not clear, don't trust that it's going to be Australian?
Exactly, exactly. And that's where the problem that we've got now is that we've got product from China that's got glass in it. And now we need to maintain people's faith in their food supply. The best way to ensure that we've got faith in our food supply is to maintain the consumer's trust, and that's by using trustworthy suppliers. Now, some of the most trustworthy suppliers I've seen in this game, purely because of our regulation standards here in Australia, is Australian farmers. And so we've been pleading with government, as well as with our supermarkets and independent retailers, to start sourcing your supply from Australian producers so we can maintain trust in our supply chain.
Now, if imports, particularly from China, you had a litany of problems there, not just the glass, which is the most recent issue, why is it still allowed to be sold in Australia if it is, as you're pointing out, potentially dangerous?
Well, there are trade agreements, and these are sorts of examples. However, something like this, when you've actually got a physical contaminant in the country, that's a really, really big issue. And that's when the health department should really take a serious look at this.
We are in the midst of an election campaign. What's on your wish list in terms of product labelling?
These country of origin declarations need to be much more prominent on packaging so consumers who are concerned about where their produce has come from can make informed decisions. Now, it might be as simple as making the declaration on the back of the pack from a size 8 font to a size 16 font. I know there are some people out there who'd love to have labels on the front of the packet where it says this product's from China or this product's from Australia, so people can make a decision without even having to pick the packet up. Whatever we choose to do, we are all in agreement that something must be done on country of origin labelling. I've heard farmers across the entire country screaming out for changes to these laws, and neither of the major parties have made any significant attempts to try and change the legislation.